Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio. Game Time live for the Next Gen Mail Medical Clinic Zone Studios. Nick Baugh with you, 12:31 on a Wednesday. Good stuff so far. Mailbag was a blast, as always. Scott Shanley was money, as always. 402-951-1620. I want to paint a picture here for you. I want everyone listening right now to close your eyes, not if you're driving, but just close your eyes and really, really go back. It's 1995. You got your Husker shirt on. You're walking towards Memorial Stadium. It's a Saturday in the fall. I want you to really try to remember what your mindset or thoughts were as you were taking that walk as a Husker fan into the stadium. If you were like me, it was probably something like, man, how bad are we going to kill this team today? Right? Okay, now you're in your seat. You're in your seat, you got your Runza, you got your pizza, you got your hot dog, whatever. And boom, Tunnel Walk hits. You're watching. Try to take a guess what Jason Peter and Tommy Frazier and LP and those guys' mindsets were as they were making the Tunnel Walk. You know what it was? It was, man, how bad are we going to kill this team today? Confidence. Real, legit confidence that winning is a foregone conclusion. The only thing that's still up in the air is by how much, right? My friends, there's something to that mindset. There's something to it. And I've talked about this a bunch. But the collective confidence in a program and the team, no matter what, like we expect to win, we will find a way to win, we are going to win. The great programs have that. The great franchises have that. I think you've seen Golden State kind of have that. Like, all right, we're down 17. Listen, whatever. Man, we're going to win. The confidence aspect of, I don't think we've talked about this enough for 2019. Now, the confidence conversation was a big part of the 0-6 start, right, in 2018. But I don't think we've talked enough about the confidence element of 2019. I still believe that capturing and building on the collective confidence for this team is huge. They haven't arrived confidence-wise. Sure, they finished 4-2 in their last six games last year, but don't kid yourself. This team still needs to really have their confidence explode. And the only way for that explosion to really happen is to win games. Win big games. They need to see the results. There are a lot of things that are a work in progress in terms of establishing aspects of a winning program or rebuilding the Nebraska program. You know, character, daily habits, weight room, all that stuff. But the other thing that is still a work in progress is collective confidence, collective belief. That's a huge part of this process, this progress of rebuilding Nebraska into being Nebraska. And again, that part is still ongoing. And that part only really gets completed by winning games in the fall. And listen, that's not to say that players are sitting there with their arms crossed, reluctantly buying in, or, you know, they'll believing until they win kind of a thing. It's not like that. But it's more of a validation or validating the buy-in in a real, tangible way. It's like a weight loss plan. Let's take George, for instance. It wasn't like George wasn't bought into Farrell's week one, week two, week three when he showed up. But when he stepped on the scale after 5 weeks and saw the results, down 14 pounds, and then, you know, did the push-up challenge, did the sit-up challenge, all this stuff, saw, oh my God. The confidence exploded. The belief exploded. Not that George didn't buy in or believe, but the real explosion of the belief and the confidence and the buy-in could only happen with results. That's just it for Nebraska football. For the confidence to really explode and the true belief to really set in of we are going to win, we expect to win, we will find a way to win. For that to happen, it starts with confidence. And you know, in a way, winning breeds winning. And winning pours gasoline on the confidence fire. And confidence is the greatest performance-enhancing drug in the world. I don't think we've talked about this dynamic enough. We talked about like strength and conditioning and the roster and all this stuff, but like a lot of this still comes back to confidence, the buy-in, the belief. Does Nebraska need to continue to add to the roster? Yeah. Does Nebraska need to continue to work hard in the weight room? Yeah. But I tell you what else is still a thing. Nebraska still needs to enhance the confidence level collectively for this team to achieve that mindset of we are winning. We expect to win. We think we're going to win. We are going to win. And the only way for that mindset to happen is for you to start seeing results. And Nebraska is still building that up. Again, it's not like because Nebraska finished the season 4-2 after starting 0-6 that the confidence aspect of this thing is totally fixed and good, right? You know, it's not like, okay, confidence, we're good. All right, perfect. Next thing. Next. No. I mean, listen, I was excited about the 4-2 finish, but like, I mean, okay, they beat Minnesota and Bethune-Cookman, and you know what I mean? Like, they beat Michigan State. Yeah, good. That's a bit like, it certainly helped. I'm not trying to poo-poo it, but let's not act like this program and this team has arrived from a confidence standpoint. Still got a ways to go. And you know, we talked about this during the crossover yesterday with John. I talked about it with John and Josh yesterday. That's what everything I'm talking about was what makes week two at Colorado next year so huge. I think that game, the more I think about next year, I think that game is huge. Nebraska has a real chance to start 4-0 next year. They open the season with they got South Alabama, Northern Illinois, and a road game at Illinois. Those are three of their first four games. The one toughie is at Colorado, week two. That game feels like a massive crossroads of confidence that has implications on it, in my opinion. Not that you'd be like, you lose that game, you just might as well throw in the towel in the season. It's more a product of like, I think you go win that game, and it's like, okay, look out. Because if Nebraska can go on the road in an environment that will be tough, given all of the history between Nebraska and Colorado, if they can go on the road and win that football game, look out. Look out. Because I'm telling you, there's nothing like winning on the road. There's just, sure, winning at home is fun. But I think you ask any competitor, I'd rather shut up a crowd than bring a crowd to their feet. I took more joy out of silencing a crowd than I did the crowd, like hitting it, like the there's nothing better than silent, making a bunch of fans sit your down. Nothing better. And there's something about when you go on the road and you get on that bus and you get on that plane and it is just like, you know, everybody talks about that, like us against the world. Like on the road, it kind of does feel like you, like it's just us, man. We're walking in. There's something magical that happens with a big road win. It just does. You go win that game and then the other three games are South Alabama, Northern Illinois, and Illinois, which are all games that Nebraska should win, but Nebraska obviously isn't in a spot yet to pencil in wins. But on paper, Nebraska should win those games. You could be looking at a 4-0 start with road wins at Colorado and at Illinois, all before Ohio State comes to town without Urban Meyer. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I'm telling you. With the road, sometimes there has to be that defining win. And sometimes you can feel it in the moment. Now, sometimes you have to go build on it, but sometimes you can feel it. I'm telling you, and it wasn't like this game was, I don't even think it was on TV, but I'm telling you, I was there in Doug McDermott's sophomore year. Creighton went and won a really tough game at San Diego State. And San Diego State was good. It was all the guys that went to the second round of the tournament. Like, they were really good. And Creighton went on the road and won at San Diego State. And I'm telling you, I could feel it in that moment. Everything changed. And that team went on to be the winningest. You know, it was the Doug, Gibbs, Rogge, Manigault, Chet, like, I'm telling you, ask any of those guys, what was the turning point? That game, it was like, oh boy. Nebraska needs a moment like that early next year. And I think they're going to have an opportunity for it at Colorado. And it's not like Colorado's this juggernaut, but it's a road game against a Pac-12 team that's going to be in a hostile environment that is going to be very, very impactful for confidence. So, again, Nebraska's still in the process of rebuilding a lot of things with this program. But maybe the most important thing to continue to think about rebuilding and rebooting is that collective confidence. And that is something that comes from seeing results on the field in games. Still a huge aspect of this journey for Scott Frost with this program. I'm just picturing Nebraska going into Boulder next year. You know, first drive of the game. Little zone read. Boom. Spielman. Right down the field. Touchdown. 7-0. Here comes Steven Montez. LaVisca. Okay, here we go. All right, dial up a blitz. Ooh, sack. Third and three and out. Boom. Come back. Scramble. Martinez. 50-yard run. Boom. You know what I mean? And all of a sudden, it's like, uh-oh. Uh-oh. There's something to that collective. To be honest with you, I felt like this for. I think it's one of the things that has eluded Nebraska basketball for a long time. Nebraska basketball has never been able to capture that we are going to win. We will find a way to win. We expect to win mentality permeating throughout their program. They've never been able to capture it. They just haven't. And there's something to that, where there's an expectation of winning. And when that's the expectation, you find a way. It's just, there's something to it. And I think there's still a ways to go. For Nebraska in that department. I don't think that's been talked about enough. I just don't think, I don't think it's accurate to be like, oh, well, Nebraska finished 4-2. The confidence thing is all set. No, it's not. I'm not saying the group lacks confidence, but I'm saying for the confidence to really get legitimized, validated, and explode, you got to go see results. It's just like you're on a weight loss plan, you're buying into the workouts and the diet and stuff. At some point, you got to step on the scale and see the results, right? At some point, you got to. Oh, wait a minute. I gained weight? What? Wait a minute, I'm the exact same? Well, what? No different, man. No different with a football team at all. 402-951-1620. You react to that, you can email me, nick@1620thezone.com. You can hit me on Twitter, @NickBa. Still going to catch up with Anthony Tolliver in the 1 o'clock hour, hopefully. Just had his, is he good? Did he text back? He's good to go? Okay, perfect. AT is going to change a diaper and then talk to us about the NBA. It's going to be great. Game time.